So the first thing that we do in any of my work is we do work on the mindset first. We have to get you in a space and a place where you're open and receptive and ready for change. You know, you have to be ready for it, because otherwise you're going to stay stuck in your old habits because of the programming that's running. So we definitely work on mindset first.
What's going on, guys? This is the Passive Wealth Strategy Show. Thank you for tuning in. Today, our guest is Diane Forster. And today we're talking about the importance of mindset in achieving your goals. Diane has had a number of very powerful experiences that she's going to tell us all about, all the way from inventing a new kitchen product to selling out in 6 minutes on QVC and so much more. And now she helps others take their lives to the next level and achieve their goals. First, by starting working on their mindset and living intentionally. And if this sounds, you know, you're listening to this and it sounds a little, I don't need to work on my mindset, it's all woo. Honestly, I thought that too. Like, I used to think that same thing, right? Until I set big goals for myself as a real estate investor. And I struggled for a little while, honestly. And until I started working on my mindset and the things around me, the people around me, and my limiting beliefs, and all these things we're talking about today, I didn't start achieving any of my goals. But once I started working on those things consistently, then I made progress and I started getting what I wanted and achieving what I wanted. And I think the same thing, if you're in a similar situation where I was, this might apply to you. Hey, I don't know. I don't know you, right? We're not talking right now. But if you're anything like me, and maybe you're skeptical about this, give it a little bit of consideration. Think about it and listen to folks that are successful, right? Don't take the word from me. Just go out there, talk to folks who have been very successful in escaping the Wall Street casino, investing in real estate. I bet you they've worked on their mindset, almost guaranteed. With the number of folks that I've talked with about this specific topic who are successful real estate investors, shoot, 99 out of 100 of them work on their mindset deliberately every day. And that's what we're talking about today with Diane Forster. I'm your host, Taylor Lote. I'm a real estate investor. I'm a real estate syndicator. I buy real estate with passive investors and split the return. If you do enjoy the show and you're an Apple Podcast user, please take a quick second, leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. That helps other people learn about the show. That helps us rank higher in the Apple Podcast ecosystem. And I've told you this before, guys. It helps me feel good because I get to see that you guys are engaging with the content, you're learning from the interviews, and you're escaping the Wall Street casino along with us. If you haven't yet subscribed to the show, go to that favorite podcast app of yours, look up the Passive Wealth Strategy Show, hit that subscribe button. That way you'll get every new episode straight to your mobile device every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Once again, I'm your host, Taylor Lote. I'm a real estate investor, real estate syndicator. I buy real estate with passive investors and split the return. I've had my own, say, personal experiences with managing my mindset and how it can either help or hinder getting to your success as a real estate investor. And I've seen firsthand in my own experience how important it is. And I think you may see that as well. And today with Diane Forster, you're going to learn how to manage your mindset, key things to look out for, and how to take it to the next level. You're going to get an 8-step blueprint and a lot of other great information today. So without any further ado, here we go. Diane, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure, Taylor. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's been great talking with you so far. And today we're going to talk about, I think, probably the most important aspect, the most important thing we need to do as investors, entrepreneurs, passive wealth builders when escaping the Wall Street casino, managing our mindset. And for our listeners out there who don't know about you and what you do, can you tell us about yourself, your background, your business, and what you do? Then we'll get into it.
Absolutely. Well, again, thank you for having me. I'm Diane Forster, and I run a company called I Have Today, which is a transformation education and media company. And our primary audience are women in their 40s and above in what we call the second chapter of their lives, where we help them to reinvent their lives and transform both personally and professionally. And we start with mindset first And then we move into, you know, the tactical, strategic, whatever it is that that thing is that they are trying to build. So each one of our clients is very different. They have their own past, their own journey, but they all ultimately want the same thing. And they want independence. They want freedom. They want a can-do lifestyle. They want to wake up every day fulfilled and feel like they're living with passion and purpose. So we do that through our coaching program, through our TV show, our podcast, our live events, online products, you know, and offline products. So that's what we do in the business. And my background, how I got into this and started doing this was I spent 32 years in advertising and television sales. I worked in the ad agency business in LA for 8 years before moving to Chicago and switched to television sales. And I spent the last 20 years of my career at ABC television, which was great. And I was in sales and marketing. And so that was my background. And what led to my reinvention was two things. I invented a kitchen product. Out of the blue, one day in the kitchen, I had a frustration in the kitchen and came up with an idea and actually went through the process of seeing this idea through, not knowing what I was doing, just taking one step in front of the other. And it ended up winning an innovation award at the International Houseware Show, which led to a QVC appearance where we sold out in 6 minutes. And that opened my eyes to entrepreneurship and said, wow, I can really create something from nothing. And then the creation of I Have Today was my personal journey, my personal hurdle of a very unhappy, unhealthy relationship and marriage that long story short, and I don't mean to be glib about it, but led to a suicide attempt. That was my wake up call. And that moment really shook me to the core, got me to wake up, like, what am I here for? What's this all about? And to completely reinvent my own life. And so now I'm so passionate about helping others to not stay in a ho-hum existence if you're not happy, even if it's not so abusive as you think. You know, if you're not happy, then something needs to change. And what I discovered, Taylor, is it really is all about the mindset. It starts with the mindset. And that is our limiting beliefs, our fear, our doubt, our guilt, you know, all of those negative emotions that are things that we are carrying around with us. And they are living in the subconscious mind and literally running the show. They're running your life, whether you realize that or not. So I dove deep, deep, deep into that, into understanding that, as understanding the mind, understanding the brain, understanding, you know, the metaphysical and law of attraction and all of these things and how all of this stuff tied together. And when I started to really understand that and understood my power, my whole life started to change. And I said, well, this is phenomenal and having an extraordinary life. And now I have to take what I've learned and help teach it to others so that they too can feel inspired, empowered, aligned, and living an intentional life. So that's what led me here.
Wow, that's great. There's so much in there, and I appreciate you being so open and sharing about, you know, those positive and the negative experiences there that led you to where you are today. And you mentioned one thing in particular that I've struggled with over the years, and I think is a continuing area for improvement with a lot of folks, maybe you got to keep working on limiting beliefs. I'd really like to, you know, let's dig into that a little bit and learn about why they're so important and why it's important to know about them and get beyond them, because it's a huge topic for anyone looking to reinvent themselves and especially, you know, the way they make money, right?
Yes, totally. So limiting beliefs, a limiting belief is just a belief that you just keep thinking over and over and over again. And when we're born and come into this earthly experience, we are a blank slate. We don't have them. You know, there's only two fears that we have: fear of loud noises and fear of being dropped. Like those are the only two innate ones. Everything else we pick up. We pick up from our parents, from the media, from siblings, from teachers, from bullies, you know, you name it, it's all coming in. And what happens is it only takes a moment for a limiting belief to anchor in you, for you to say, I'll buy that. That's true. Like, you know, monsters are scary, or We get told the word no 7,000 times by the time we're 8 years old. So we get told, no, no, you can't do that. No, no, no. That's in there. And 85% of our limiting beliefs are anchored by the time we're 8 years old. So we go in our timeline. I'll just run through quick. You know, we have the first, the imprint years or birth to 8 years old. And then we have modeling years from like 8 to 13, 14, where we start copying things like you like your older brother's an athlete and you want to be just like him or, you know, things like that. And then from 14 to the age about 21 are the socialization years. And that's when a lot of our true limiting beliefs start really taking an effect on us where, you know, if you're in a high school age and you have a bad day and no one's talking to you, you just want you want your life to end. Like you feel like the whole world is caving in on you. And so there's a lot of mindset stuff that's going on there. Well, then we move into the professional years from 22 to about 35 or so. And we get into this sort of, this is what I'm supposed to do with my life. I was supposed to go to school. Now I'm supposed to get a job. And maybe now I'm supposed to get married and start having a family. And we start putting our priorities towards that. Well, by the time we're 35 years old, according to Dr. Joe Dispenza, our personality is pretty much set. And so the reason why I work with people 40 and older is because all of a sudden the questioning starts happening and life starts transitioning again. And then changes start to happen again. Divorces happen. Kids grow up. They go off to college. You know, you're just in this new phase. Well, all of those limiting beliefs from when you were young, especially in those teen years, if they have not been handled or addressed, get reactivated again. So a limiting belief that you take on that happens to you in a moment, you carry around for years. It's crazy. And so you're immediate reaction, most people's immediate reaction is if there's something that's an unknown, like making an investment, doing something like that, fear is going to kick in, doubt is going to kick in. All those limiting beliefs are telling you no, no, no. Your subconscious mind is programmed to keep you safe. It's an antiquated system. So it's meant to keep that fight or flight reaction to things. And it loves familiarity. So it's been running on the same programming. If you think about it, if you're thinking about the same thoughts today that you did yesterday, it's not your fault. It's just you're running on old programming. So it's really hard to break through that if you're not doing anything differently. And the fear of it and the programming keeps so many people stuck. That's why they can't make those changes they want to make. They're trying to make it from a conscious place, but it's happening in the subconscious mind.
Are you investing in real estate passively, but don't know what red flags to look for? Well, we've got the answer for you, a free 7-day video course on red flags in passive real estate investing that you can get right now by going to passiverealestatecourse.com. 7 days, 7 videos, 7 red flags in passive real estate investing. Check it out, passiverealestatecourse.com. Now back to the show. So I think that what you said about the subconscious mind really making the decision is a really important aspect of this that maybe we don't inherently appreciate in how our emotions, our decision, or how our emotions impact our decision-making. And then really once we understand that, how can we start using that to our benefit or our advantage and making decisions in our days with our lives to start using those emotions to benefit us in the direction that we want to go. So can you tell us more about how we can start to use that knowledge to our advantage and, you know, reshape our mindset and head in the direction we want to go with our lives?
Absolutely. I call it the ABCs. Awareness begets change. The first thing you have to do is start to become aware of it. When you're making a decision, let's talk about real estate. You know, if somebody's thinking about making an investment into, you know, a purchase into an investment property, and they're afraid that like during the pandemic, you know, there was all sorts of fears coming up with that. If you can just at first be aware that, wait, is this really true? Or is this just a belief I have based on what the outside world is telling me, what history is telling me, that growing up with parents who, you know, had to work three jobs just to keep food on the table would tell me, that money doesn't grow on trees. You know, is this really, like, to really be inquisitive about it, test it out, start right there, of course, affirmations, listening to powerful, empowering, positive things definitely helps. You have to feed this computer. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, if you think about it, I share this story all the time in my world, but think about your phone for a minute. Imagine your phone is the same exact age that you are, and it's never had a software upgrade. There's no antivirus software in it at all. You know, how slow and sick would this run, right? It would only be able to do a few programs, or, you know, few operations. And yet, but think about it. You program this. There's only a few things that come on it, but you're feeding it the rest of the stuff. And what are you feeding this? You know, how even are you using this? Well, we're surrounded by 7,000 impressions a day of things, mostly that are telling us there's something wrong with you. You need this thing in order to be better. You know, we're getting that constantly. So what we have to do is feed this mind and feed ourselves the positive things, like, you're amazing, you're extraordinary, you're a creator, you can do anything you want, you're limited by nothing. And it starts with the awareness, being aware that, is this really true, or is this just a limiting belief that I bought a long time ago, that somebody said to me, that I grew up in this atmosphere that's affecting me. And when you realize, no, it's not true. Like, I don't have to believe that. Why are some people successful and others aren't? It's strictly one thing. It is the way they think. It's truly the way they think. And it comes from there. So how to do that? Start feeding yourself positivity. All our programming is uplifting, positive. We always give three strategies on how you can change your life today for the better. You know, all of that. There's so much out there that's available, but you've got to find it. And you got to program your mind and program your phone and your device and start feeding this machine with the positivity. And it can start to shift, and start to shift fast. Yeah.
I think especially mentioning the phone in this context is very important, because as we've gotten more digitally connected, we've actually given more of the control, if you will, for our mindset to basically tech companies that understand psychology better than we do. And they can pump things into our brains, not just advertisements, but say negativity or what have you. Like you said, 7,000 impressions about, you know, you're not good enough, blah, 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 so on and so forth. We might not even realize that's coming our way, but it is, unless you take control of it and get that stuff out of your life.
Right, right. It's so true. And it's hard. It's hard for a lot of people. They're so programmed. They wake up in the morning and they turn on the news, or they wake up in the morning. What's worse, the first thing they do is pick up their phone. They check their texts. They check the news, you know, their emails. You've already lost. You've already given your power away first thing in the day, instead of taking care of you first, nurturing you first. And so it is that, and they know this, that, you know, the tech companies know this, they all know this, that they, you know, and it's terrible to say, but it is the truth, right? And I worked in that industry for many years, you know, 53 hours of news a week on a regular TV station. Like, that's one station running 53 hours of news a week. And there's, you know, a bajillion sources out there. And so what happens to us, and this is really important for the audience to understand, it's not just like you're watching it and it's having an effect on you. It's having such an effect on you because your subconscious mind cannot tell the difference between the truth and a lie. It also doesn't know past, present, future. So if you're watching, you know, a gun shooting or violence or any of that, your body, your mind thinks it's happening to you. So all of this stuff is going on with you on a cellular level, and it's aggravating all of that, and it's making it worse. So it's really important to make sure that you're feeding yourself the positivity, the good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I'm somebody, I like to basically look at folks who are successful and not steal, but copy as much of as I can of what they do. Yeah, modeling. There you go. And really learn from their experience. And you have an 8-step blueprint that I would love to hear more about, because I love blueprints. I love models. I love things that I can just mimic and be successful with. So let's dive into that.
So the 8-step blueprint is to the have it all life. Like, you can literally have anything if you follow this blueprint. And I know we talked a little bit before the show about my process called Genifesting too. So I'll tie those two things in together because they do work together. So the first thing that we do in any of my work is we do work on the mindset first. We have to get you in a space and a place where you're open and receptive and ready for change. You know, you have to be ready for it, because otherwise you're going to stay stuck in your old habits because of the programming that's running. So we definitely work on mindset first, and every day throughout the day. Like, it's a muscle that you work every single day. Then the blueprint is how to be in inspired action every day. And that's getting crystal clear about what it is you want. That's so important. You have to know where you are right now and then where you want to be 1 to 3 years from now. That's how I do it. So we take the 8 key areas of your life and I take them through an 8-step blueprint that starts with visualize it. You know, you've got to know what it is you want. Then you have to prioritize it, right? And then you have to assess it. Okay, well, where am I on this, you know, scale from where I am now and where I want to go? Then you have to estimate it and organize it. How much time is this going to take? How can I get this done? You know, and then you start to implement it, and then it starts to transform it. And then you go back and you evaluate it. So evaluating it at that point means you should have that thing that you were, your goal, you should have achieved it. If you've done all the steps. And if you haven't, then you go back up to assess it. Because when we're assessing back in that state or stage, you know what you do know, right? And then you know what you don't know, but you don't know what you don't know. And that only comes with following the process, right? So that's your chance to go back and go, all right, what didn't I know? How can I do this? How can I, you know, implement, transform, and have this happen? And then the 8th step is you have it. So it's an easy and it's so simple, Taylor. We make things so complicated and they're not, because what we do is we think about these big, massive goals and then we get overwhelmed by them instead of chunking them down. I call it SMOCUS, and, you know, focus on small goals first. Like, how to do that? Pull it back. And then so that you can achieve the goals. And my clients get massive results. Like, the record is a woman completely changed her life. She had 9 things on the list she wanted to change, and she had all 9 in 90 days. She was like, how did this happen? And then I have one woman who holds the record for the fastest launch of a business, which was 6 weeks, where it was up running in revenue. Like,
wow.
When you get super clear on it, you get your mindset in check and you follow a formula, your life can shift so incredibly fast. It's so phenomenal. But we get in our own way. We think, I can't, it's too hard. It's out there, and it's not out there. If you want something, by the time you're aware that you want it, and to get a little woo-woo, it's already created on a vibrational level. Like, it's already yours to have. Now you got to catch up to that knowing and understanding it. Okay, well, how, you know, show me the way, you know, bring me the signs and let me follow this blueprint. And that's manifesting. You're tapping into both the physical and the metaphysical, you know, and, you know, the mindset work and the strategy at the same time. You're tapping into every available resource, which is why results happen so fast.
There are a lot of great things in there. I'm not going to be able to dissect all of them really here, but I think having a process to go through, especially when you get to a point and you look back and assess and, oh, maybe I didn't exactly get where I want to go. If you don't have a process that says, yeah, you can go back and, you know, redo this or step back, learn from what you did and go through it again, you might be, say, discouraged. Oh, I didn't do it the first time around. I'm just going to give up. No, you got to keep working at it and keep going. And I like that, you know, it's really about going and, you know, making it happen and seeing it and then, you know, going and doing it. I think that's a very empowering mindset to have, the idea of how can I afford it rather than I can't afford it. It's much better to say, how can I do it than, I can't go do it. So yeah, I love that.
Yeah. How can I make it happen? Because you can make it happen. You know, if, as long as you have the will to make it happen, you will find the way. You really will find the way. And you might, I don't believe in mistakes and I don't believe in failures. I'm big on language. That's a very big part of law of attraction. You know, manifesting what you want is your thoughts create your feelings, which creates your communication, which creates your outcomes. So if you're I can't, or you're, you know, should-oving and doing all that kind of stuff that keeps all that stuff away. So words like doubt, fear, you know, failure, mistakes, I don't believe in, because they're not, they're just all lessons along the way and growth opportunities. You know, Thomas Edison, 1,000 times to get the light bulb right, 999 ways how not to do it. He was learning the whole time. He was sort of doing my blueprint. You know, he was going back and, you know, evaluating and seeing what didn't work, right? So it's always part of the growth experience. That's all it is. It's not a failure. It's not a mistake. Just because it didn't work this way doesn't mean it won't work a different way, or you won't figure out something else along the way. You know, it's yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that. Right now, we're going to take a quick break for our sponsor. Have you ever wanted to invest in the private lending and debt side of real estate? You might find that going out and finding borrowers on your own is tough. When you find a borrower, you have the task of evaluating their plan all on your own. And the traditional way of lending private money highly concentrates your risk because you'll probably be funding the whole rehab loan on your own. That meant writing loan checks well into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, placing a lot of risk in individual borrowers and properties. Not to mention, there's a lot for you to know in terms of how to structure these loans so that you can help protect yourself and work with the borrower in your interests. Now, there's a new way to invest in the debt side of real estate that turns the private money lending space on its head. You can invest in a variety of debt instruments with this new platform with as little as $10 in each opportunity. You can diversify your investment across a wide variety of borrowers, geographies, and asset types. This new platform is called Ground Floor. They make it easy to invest in either your name or using your self-directed IRA. And if you don't already have a self-directed IRA, don't worry. They make it easy to get started and get one opened. Go to www.passivewealthstrategy.com/groundfloor to get started, or click the link in the show notes. See the Ground Floor site for full terms and details of what they offer. Once again, that's www.passivewealthstrategy.com/groundfloor, or click the link in the show notes. Back to the show. All right, Diana, I've got three questions I ask every guest on the show. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Great. First one, what is the best investment you ever made other than in your education?
The best investment I ever made. Oh my gosh. Other than my education, truly my education is the best, but
that's why we take it out. Everybody says it. That's always number one.
Honestly, I think the best investment I ever made was in having my children. If I could say that, all the time, all the testing, all the, you know, I was told I would never have children and I just refused to take that for an answer. So I invested a lot of myself, a lot of myself physically, a lot of myself monetarily into that, and ended up with a son and a daughter who are, you know, twins and truly gift of my life. So I would say that. And then the second one would be the home that they grew up in. You know, it was something that I wanted for them. I grew up moving around a lot and I wanted my children to be born and go through all their school years in one home. And that happened for them. So that was a good investment too, I'll say. Yeah.
A lot of meaning in both of those. So I certainly appreciate that. Yeah. We had the best investment. Now we go to the other side of that coin, the worst investment. What is the worst investment you ever made?
The worst investment I ever made was working with a friend of a friend who advised me to invest with him And it truly was a disaster and ended up being a Ponzi scheme. And I lost a lot of money. Yep. Yep. That was a big lesson along the way in my life. Yeah.
Know who you invest with. Very important. Yeah.
Now, what I want to say about that to anyone who's listening, who's ever had this happen, you know what? It took me a long time to get over that, but I'm over that. And no, well, there's unlimited money in the world, right? So I can always attract, I can always make more, right? What a valuable lesson I learned that I now teach my clients. So had that experience not happened to me, I wouldn't have the knowledge that I have today to guide them when they're investing. So that's not Pollyanna or just seeing the silver lining. That's truly, that was a lesson I had to learn. A painful, hard one, but yeah.
Turn it into an advantage. Well, my favorite question here at the end of the show is, what is the most important lesson you've learned in business and investing?
To always trust your intuition and trust your gut. It never, ever, ever steers you wrong. Anytime I've gone against my intuition, it didn't turn out well, or didn't turn out the way I hoped it would. But that you've got to know in your gut, your heart. Here's the thing. Your heart is actually your first mind. It has thinking, capabilities. I don't know if you know this. This is scientifically proven through the HeartMath Institute, right? So the brain is going to go to the logic, right? But when you feel it in the heart and it feels good and it's sort of pulling you this way, like, yes, yes, I want to go. I want to do that. Like, listen to that, because that is your guidance. If there's like, I trust my gut here. Like, I got this gut feeling about something. That is a definite no. Don't go against it. And any no that you have in your life, you will not miss an opportunity, because there's always another opportunity, usually a better one. So don't have FOMO. Don't feel that. Trust your gut. Trust your intuition.
Nice. Nice. Well, Diane, thank you for joining us today. And thank you for what you're putting out there in the world as well, helping folks. And if folks want to reach out, if they want to find you on the internet, if they want to learn more about you or any of that great stuff, where can they track you down?
Well, my website is dianeforster.com, DianeForster. Go check me out there. If you want to send my team or I an email, it's info@DianeForster. And then the show is called I Have Today with Diane Forster. Just Google me. I pop up everywhere. You know, literally all my social, everything is out there. So if you search me, you'll find me. So
great. Well, yeah. Thank you once again for joining us today. To everybody out there, thank you for tuning in. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. That's much appreciated. That helps other people learn about the show. It helps us rank higher in the Apple Podcast ecosystem, and it helps me feel good. I get to see that you guys are engaging with the content and learning from the show, Escaping the Wall Street Casino, along with us. If you know anyone who could use a little bit more passive wealth in their lives, please share the show with them and bring them into the tribe. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.